From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. Attorneys for the family of Andrew Brown Jr. released their own independent autopsy report today, 1 week after sheriff's deputies in North Carolina shot and killed Brown while carrying out warrants at his home. Speaking to reporters and protesters in Elizabeth City, North Carolina this morning, the legal team showed diagrams of the shot they say took Andrew Brown's life. Here's attorney Wayne Kendall.
This, in fact, was a fatal wound to the back of Mr. Brown's head as he was leaving the site trying to evade being shot at.
We're joined now by WUNC's Laura Pelliser from Elizabeth City. She's been following the story. And Laura, I know you were at that press conference. What did you see and what did you hear from the lawyers?
Right. Well, lawyers for the Brown family spoke about an independent pathology report. They hired this independent pathologist to look into Andrew Brown Jr.'s death, and they specified that this is a preliminary report. This autopsy found that Brown had been shot 5 times, including in the back of the head, and lawyer Chantel Sherry Lassiter, who watched that 20-second portion of the video, said that Brown had his hands on the steering wheel of a car when officers opened fire. And during the press conference, I asked lawyer Bakari Sellers, whether the car was in motion before officers started shooting. And he said, we just don't know at this point.
Well, earlier, you also had the chance to sit down with Andrew Brown's son, Khalil Farabee. Here's some of that interview.
I really don't know the truth besides the video, but the video wasn't even what I expected, because it's been edited.
Can you describe that video for me?
It's an execution. You want to see execution, you'll see that.
Okay, so Laura, the family has seen 20 seconds of the deputy's body cam video. Otherwise, it hasn't been publicized yet. What else are you hearing from the family?
Yeah, well, I got to sit down with Khalil Farabee for a really nice face-to-face interview, and he essentially painted a picture of his father. He said that his father was someone who cared deeply about his family. He described a close-knit family where folks are really in touch with one another. And he also talked about the fact that Khalil Farabee has a newborn son and that his son won't get to meet his grandfather, Andrew Brown.
So what's the latest on the efforts to get any other video publicized out in the public and seen? How's that going?
Yeah, well, there will be a court hearing tomorrow, and that is over the release of the video to media organizations. I spoke with lawyer Harry Daniels right after the press conference today, and he told me that the family lawyers are calling for the release of all videos linked to this incident. They want all those body cam videos to be made public, and since we know that there were multiple officers involved. And Daniels said that lawyers will be filing a motion later today to make that request.
One of the noteworthy things about this case is that it happened, you know, pretty much just hours after the Derek Chauvin conviction in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And here we now have another situation where we're debating what happened between police and someone who was shot and killed by police. 7 sheriff's deputies in this case have been placed on administrative leave. What do we know about them?
Well, honestly, we just don't know much. Like you said, they have been placed on administrative leave. You know, lawyer Harry Daniels told me that there's 3 officers who were directly involved in the shooting who fired shots. Apart from that, we don't know the identities of the officers. And part of that is because the county sheriff's office really hasn't been revealing and sharing that information at this point.
WUNC's Laura Pelliser speaking to us from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Thanks for following this story for us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.